And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and the Hagman Report. I've got a treat for you. We have a guest. His name is Robert David Steele. I call him Mr. Steele. However, he said, call me Robert. And so I will. This gentleman has been a CIA case officer. He's a former Central Intelligence Agency clandestine services case officer. He's known for his promotion of open source intelligence. He was a candidate for the Reform Party's nomination for president back in 2012. And he's got a very colorful, very rich history. And I began following his work months ago. And I was listening to him. And this is even before Donald Trump became president, of course. And even afterwards, and especially afterwards, he had some very interesting ideas. He's a guy whose information and intelligence I certainly respect, and being in his position, a guy like this, knows where the bodies are buried. You have to give him a lot of respect for being in his position, for that length of time. His websites, robertdavidsteele.com. Or phibetaiota.net. Both are in the program description for tonight's episode. And we will carry this forth when we isolate his interview. Robert David Steele, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report, sir.
Oh, I'm delighted to be with you.
Man, I'll tell you, you said, I'm gonna wear a shirt and tie, and I thought, wow. Well, thank you. It's great to see you. It's actually great to talk to you. I got to tell you, I'm somewhat awestruck that you would actually take the time out of your busy schedule. I know it's busy, but I do have a lot of respect for the information and intelligence you have provided over the course of the last couple of years. And I asked you right as we were winding down, where do you want to start? And he said, wherever you think your audience would be a best fit. Let me ask you, Robert. Why don't you just give a little bit of a background in case anyone of our audience doesn't know who you are?
Well, I'm fortunate to have been the son of an oil engineer. I spent my whole life overseas, 10 years in Asia, including 4 years in Vietnam during wartime, 10 years in Latin America. Came back for college and my first graduate degree, decided I had become too educated, so I joined the Marine Corps and became an infantry officer. Found infantry boring in peacetime, and I was very, very pleased to be competitively selected as a spy. I think 20,000 apply for every one that gets selected. And I did spying for 9 years. I had 5 times the regional average in recruitments of traitors and in production, and I also wrote the CIA's first ever standard operating procedure for a clandestine field station. Believe it or not, they didn't have one when I joined. I was asked by the Marine Corps, where I'd stayed a reserve officer, to come back to the Marine Corps and create the Marine Corps Intelligence Command. And I did that as the ranking civilian working for a colonel, an extraordinary man, Walter Breedy, the third, who's a Naval Academy graduate. And those are very rare creatures in the Marine Corps. And Walt and I created the Marine Corps Intelligence Command for General Al Gray, one of the greatest generals we've ever had. And that's when I discovered, after spending a great deal of money accessing secrets, that the secret intelligence community doesn't know anything about 96% of the real world. They don't follow Somalia and Haiti and Burundi. There was just a book out called Debriefing Saddam Hussein that concluded, after debriefing Saddam Hussein, that everything CIA thought it knew about Iraq and Saddam Hussein was flat out wrong. Okay, they're relying on secrets, second and third hand, so on. So I became the champion of open source intelligence, which is not just private investigators and investigative journalists and commercial intelligence, but it's actually the proven process of intelligence. Collection requirement, what do you need to know, who knows it, putting it all together, verifying, validating, distilling, discriminating, and then finally presenting to a decider on one note card an answer. And I found that most deciders understand three colors, red, yellow, and green. So I can get down any complex question to one note card with three colors. And that's the craft of intelligence. Where the U.S. intelligence community has gone wrong is, first off, it was created by Wall Street. The CIA was created by Wall Street to be its secret lily pad inside of the U.S. government. This is a story told by the Devil's Chessboard, which is also complemented by Colonel Lou Prudy's The Secret Team. So, although I've written about there are seven CIAs, the bottom line here is that CIA as an institution is a cancer within the U.S. government. This is how the elite use 1,000 military bases all over the world and military aircraft and ships conscripted, allegedly for national security purposes, to smuggle gold, cash, drugs, guns, and small children.
Oh.
And this is one of the reasons why I've recommended to Donald Trump through my writings that he close all 1,000 bases overseas and bring our army home.
Wow. Okay. You just said a whole bunch of things. I do believe that our audience is going to be interested in one thing you said, and I've heard you talk about this, and so forgive me if this is kind of redundant to you, but let's go back. You said there are seven different CIAs, if you will. Can you explain that?
I'd be glad to. I've written about it, so
yes.
Your listeners can look at phibetaiota.net. They can look up seven CIAs. Essentially, there is a Wall Street CIA, which helps Wall Street do illegal things. There is a White House CIA, which helps the White House do illegal things. There is a Zionist CIA, which helps Israel do illegal things. There is also a Saudi Arabian CIA, and John Brennan was its highest paid agent until recently when he left his position as director of the CIA. That Saudi Arabian CIA is also the one that does rendition and torture, which I am violently opposed to. Torture does not work. Waterboarding does not work. And I'm very, very pleased that Donald Trump had the presence of mind to accept General Jim Mattis's statement to that effect. General Mattis, like myself, has been there, done that. He knows it does not work. And then there is the normal CIA. These are the people sitting in cubicles who go through the motions. Generally, fat, pasty-faced, white, old guys. Okay?
Got it.
And finally, you have the drone assassination CIA. This is the CIA that is killing thousands of people all over the world, 98% of whom are men, women, and children who are completely innocent. I consider that a crime against humanity and a disgrace to the American Republic.
Wow. Okay. And folks, our guest, Robert David Steele.
You did ask.
Yeah, and you did answer. And my goodness, without any ambiguity whatsoever. So, okay. How many, within that grouping, how many are actual out there, you know, spies? How many spies are there, like, doing the spy work, the James Bond kind of stuff?
Well, the short answer is fewer than 10.
Okay.
The longer answer, because there are roughly 10 really incredible human beings that do things that make me shrivel up and want to die. Beyond them are another 100 to 200 of what we call non-official cover officers.
Knox.
These are people who actually risk being beaten to death and thrown into jail and buried deep and never seen again. The vast majority of the so-called clandestine case officers are under official cover, which means they're traveling with official U.S. government documentation. If they're caught and put into jail, they are basically bailed out and sent home. They are pretending to be spies. Okay, and I was one of them. And I will tell you flat out that as long as the CIA continues to rely on official cover, which is to say their officers return to and from a known fixed official installation multiple times during the day, throwing cash around like it's going out of style. They are all identified within 2 to 3 weeks of arriving in country. All of their agents are known to local liaison, and the whole thing is a mockery of the concept of clandestine intelligence. CIA's dirty little secret is that 90% of all of the stuff that it claims it has stolen has in fact either been handed to it as a gift from a foreign intelligence service, such as the Jordanian intelligence service, or has been obtained from legal traveler debriefings here in the United States of America. CIA as an intelligence service is a fraud. It is very, very effective at working for Wall Street, but it is a fraud in terms of serving the American public.
Okay. Those are some harsh words, but spoken by a man who knows what he's talking about. Again, Robert David Steele is our guest. His website.
Well, forgive me. Let me just interrupt really
quick.
Sure,
go ahead.
Among my 8 books on intelligence reform, my first 2 enjoy forewords from past chairman of the Senate Select Committee for Intelligence. Senator David Boren wrote the foreword to my first book on intelligence, Spies and Secrecy in an Open World. Senator Pat Roberts from Kansas wrote the foreword to my book, The New Craft of Intelligence. Let me really stress to your readers that I want to consolidate all of our classified intelligence capabilities back into the Central Intelligence Agency. But first, 2/3 of it needs to be fired.
Wow. Okay. Two-thirds bureaucratic dead weight?
Yes.
Or, okay. All right. And totally unnecessary. Do we have a problem, and this is kind of a maybe a left-handed question, but do we have a problem within the agency itself of leaks and traitorous type of activity, or is that something that we shouldn't, I mean, we don't have to worry about too much?
For me, the greatest betrayal of the public trust is to fail to do duty in the public service. In that respect, CIA is a complete failure. In terms of actual treason, I would say most CIA employees are good, loyal people. They're good, decent human beings who are trapped in a bad system. But at the very highest level, I would estimate that there are no fewer than 30 active traitors in the CIA that the FBI is not allowed to go after.
Wow. Wow, okay. Wow. Yikes. All right. Robert David Steele is our guest, former Central Intelligence Agency Clandestine Services case officer. Again, very knowledgeable. I have a lot of respect for this man, his work product. Sir, your books for sale? If so, where can they be found?
I'm a little unusual because I offer my books not only for sale, but also free online.
I saw that.
Everything is at Amazon. In fact, my most popular series is not books, but rather what are called Kindle Shorts. I've written a 6-volume series of short briefing papers called The Trump Revolution. It includes such titles as Deplorables Rising and Donald Trump, the Accidental President, and my latest called Burning Crap, which has a cover that shows CIA, the Crap News Network, and the New York Times on the cover in military crap buckets on fire.
Oh, wow. Okay. I love that. I love that.
Mr. Steele, if I could jump in with a question here.
This is Joe, by the way.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I'm glad to have you. I'm honored that you're both there.
Well, it's great to have you, too. Your qualifications speak for themselves. The influence of the CIA in journalism is something that if we could spend a little time.
Yeah, he was asking me about that today.
It's beyond treason. And part of the problem is that it's not just the CIA that's controlling journalism. It's the Rothschilds and Goldman Sachs and Morgan Guarantee and Citibank, and then CIA is kind of the messenger boy, if you will. It's not that CIA is in control of everything. It's more like CIA is the mechanic. All right? The New York Times, the Washington Post, Forbes, Time Magazine. I mean, let me take a very specific example. I was just named as a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize, in part because I was one of perhaps 20 people that helped avoid confronting Russia over lies by John Brennan about the Russians hacking the election. And Massimo Calabresi, whom I've known for 20 years, disgraced the journalistic profession by putting a major story in Time Magazine that could have been written by John Brennan. It was the CIA party line without any journalistic integrity whatsoever. Okay? So people like Massimo at Time Magazine, all of these journalists at CNN, at the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, even Politico, I mean, basically everybody is either self-censoring to keep their job, a paid asset, or told by their editors what they can and cannot write. To take a very simple example, I have worked for over 4 years to get the mainstream media to cover electoral reform. Okay, I just watched Jim Baker on CNN basically lie to the public. He said that America is a functioning democracy. That is a lie. America is a two-party tyranny. The Democrats control 17% of the voters, the Republicans control 13% of the voters, and they block 70% of the voters from active participation in our democracy. Okay? And one of the things that I really have high hopes for Donald Trump, except that I consider Rens Priebus a traitor, is unrigging the system. Trump came into office against the opposition of both the Republican and the Democratic Party leaderships. And I consider Paul Ryan, as well as John McCain and Lindsey Graham and others like them, to be Donald Trump's worst enemies. Trump needs an Electoral Reform Act in order to create the power base beyond the two-party tyranny. And anyone who tells him that he doesn't need the Electoral Reform Act is working for the two-party tyranny.
You write about this Electoral Reform Act, and you write about a number of things, half dozen, seven things I think you mentioned.
12.
Or 12, okay, what Donald Trump should do.
I'm sorry, there are 12 points to the Electoral Reform Act. There are seven things that I put into my Christmas message to Donald Trump.
And I saw that, and folks, you can view that, read that. You go to robertdavidsteele.com or 5phibetaiota.net. But the latter, of course, has got the content as well as support his work. Get the Kindle shorts, buy them on Amazon. But having said that, explain to me, sir, the Electoral Reform Act. Because to me, that would legitimize Trump as...
Yes!
Okay.
Yes! Got it!
Okay. Thank you. See, it pays to watch the videos that he's done. It would be...
Please let me expand on that, because that may be the single most important point that your audience can get from this talk.
Okay.
Rob Urey wrote a brilliant article in Counterpunch in which he pointed out that Barack Obama was elected by 26% of the eligible voters in America. Donald Trump, because he attracted many voters back to the voting, was elected by 27%. Had Hillary Clinton succeeded with the electoral fraud that she used to steal 13 primary elections from Bernie Sanders using electronic ballot tampering, had she not been blocked in using that against Donald Trump, she would be the illegitimate president of the United States today. Trump is the legitimate, accidental, fringe president. And the single best thing Donald Trump can do to energize, to mobilize, to embrace, to engage, to bring back to the fold this country is to pass the Electoral Reform Act and commit himself to helping independents, libertarians, and Greens get into Congress in 2018. The Electoral Reform Act does a number of things. One of the two most important things it does is it creates paper ballots with exit polls. That puts the Diebold fraud machine business out of business. The second most important thing it does is it frees all of the members from their financial dependency on Israel and Saudi Arabia and Wall Street. Now, that opens the door for what's called evidence-based governance in the public interest. Once you have people who are legitimately elected, because most people who are elected on the basis of multiple frauds, including gerrymandering, districts that are drawn to manipulate the voting process, voter suppression, fraudulent electronic voting, and of course, in Hillary Clinton's case, superdelegates, which this Electoral Reform Act eliminates. So bottom line is that for Donald Trump to be the president for all Americans, in my judgment, he has no alternative but to make the Electoral Reform Act of 2017 the single highest priority. And he can jam it through against Paul Ryan's objections by going state to state, which he does brilliantly.
We need to get that message to him. You're not that message, your message to him. The Electoral Reform Act of 2017 needs to be accomplished, obviously. That's key. And what that does, it's my understanding, and please correct me if my perception is off here, but that does destroy, and I think you might have suggested this, it destroys the lock of the two-party system, and it re-enfranchises the 70% that's disenfranchised by the two-party system. Did I say that right?
Yes, that's not only correct. What it does, it's been mathematically proven recently that hierarchies don't work.
Right.
Hierarchies basically shut out information and they close out options. America works best when you put the Americans back into the government. A woman got the Nobel Prize, Eleanor Ostrom, got the Nobel Prize for a book called Governing the Commons, which made two points. The only people who know enough about their local environment to make sensible regulations are the locals themselves. And the only people who are in a position to fairly enforce the regulations they have made themselves are the locals themselves. I'm a strong proponent, not only for individual rights, but for state rights. I would actually like to end the ability of the federal government to tax any citizen. We are the United States of America. We are not the United Mob of America.
I like
50
that.
States should collect an automated payment transaction tax. All other taxes should be eliminated. The automated payment transaction tax, instead of the current tax system, which is on the back of the individual worker, taxes every transaction, including every Wall Street currency and stock transaction. This is the idea of a Professor Edgar Feige in Wisconsin. The automated payment transaction tax. Trump's tax plan is totally off. It's a placebo that makes Wall Street very happy. Basically, Trump is being treated like the Trump from New York by his Goldman Sachs people and his security people. So if you have the states apportion money to the federal government, instead of the federal government funding states, you have the states funding the federal government. The other beautiful thing about the automated transaction tax is that if you want to have a war, the public has to vote to raise the tax to pay for the war.
Ooh. Wow. Boy, that would change a lot of hearts and minds, wouldn't it?
There is no question in my mind that there is nothing standing in the way of America the Beautiful being great again, except for the two-party tyranny.
Right. And you've done such, folks, obviously, in addition to what Robert David Steele is talking about tonight, you find videos to this effect in his writings at his website, phibetaiota.net. I would urge everyone to seriously listen, view everything this man has put out, because he's right on the money. Now, we're about 2 minutes out to break for the bottom of the hour, but I've got to approach this as well. You had mentioned, and I've heard this, and I believe this based on my sources, which don't even come close to yours and, yourself, but there is a threat from within to Donald Trump. I mean, there are some obvious threats. You've got Priebus. You've got Paul Ryan, as you mentioned. When we get back from the break, I'd like you to really expand on that. But going into the break, what kind of do you expect Trump to survive his presidency?
Not at his present rate, not with his present staff.
That's very disconcerting to me, because I do believe that this treachery and treason, as you have so pointed out so well, will come from within. Now, you had mentioned, okay, in addition to the Electoral Reform Act, and again, we've got about a minute. Well, I'll tell you what, we're gonna hit this on the other side. Folks, our good friend, and we're so blessed to have him, his generous gift of time, Robert David Steele, robertdavidsteele.com. His website as well, phibetaiota.net, both in the description panel of our show description for tonight. This man just, in fact, we're getting emails. Love this guy, Robert David Steele, blowing it out of the water. Boy, you got a lot of fans. So,
I just hope some of them have Donald Trump's phone number.
Yeah, and we have to work on that. We have to get this information, and I mean this seriously. If we want to see Trump succeed,
Priebus has gotten 5 certified letters from me and blocked every one of them from reaching Donald Trump.
Maybe we can change that. We do have some possibilities. Folks, stay right where you're at. Give us 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It'll blow you away. Absolutely. Eric said,
it's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and the Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
New Year from all of us at Trading Post in the Woods.
We pray you have a healthy, safe, and prosperous 2017.
And we would like to thank all of you for welcoming us to the Hagman and Hagman family. You're all a very wonderful and special group of people.
Because we believe it is so important for you to work and acquire good health this year, we're going to do something that we've never done before as a thank you to you for your support. We're going to make something available that we believe everyone needs.
During the month of January, anyone who invests in their health by purchasing either our American Heritage Remedies Kit, our Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, or $200 in individual remedies of your choice, we're going to give to you our crisis remedy, just in case, for free. Your health must be a part of your preparation plan. We're here to help you with that journey. May God bless y'all, and may God bless America. Happy New Year!
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We are so blessed to have with us, and I'm going to quote one of our emailers, one of the most brilliant political minds of today, Robert David Steele. His website, robertdavidsteele.com or phibetaiota.net, both accessible via our website at hagmanreport.com. Certainly visit our website, visit the, or check out the program description, and make sure, folks, you tell others about this interview. Eric the Tech just informed us that he will, in fact, have this interview up under a separate video for those people to watch and spread this social network. He spread it everywhere. And as a matter of fact, get the attention of Donald Trump, which we are going to try to do as well. And I'll tell you how. Well, I'm not going to tell you how, but I'll tell Mr. Steele how. Before we get back to him, I would just want to mention that Portions of Nice Broadcast brought to you by MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Look, for all of the preps that you're doing out there, you got to have something to cook with. And the Minuteman Rocket Stove is the instrument. It's the Cadillac of rocket stoves. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is the perfect survival cooking stove for you and your family. In the event, look, we could have an EMP. I mean, the grid could go down. Just whatever calamity you can think of, we could be faced with. What are you going to cook with? Well, I'll tell you. We have a Minuteman Rocket Stove. We love it. It is a 50 caliber ammo can. It's reinforced. It's fully insulated, and it directs heat where it needs to go. That gives you the ability to have use less wood and to have higher temperatures. It's a very efficient stove. It's in fact, the outside, because it's insulated, the outside only reaches about 200 degrees, while the inside is like a furnace. It's about a conventional oven. You can cook water, cook food on this stove. It is the best. And I'll tell you something, it's rugged, it's got the manufacturing of this, made in the USA, it's got a lid with a seal on it, so after you're done, after you use it, you can close it up, it doesn't stink up your pantry, the trunk of your car, or whatever it is. And by the way, because it's so efficient, the smoke, there's very little smoke to give away your position, or, I mean, if that's a concern, or even create the smoke that causes, the irritants. Folks, visit MinutemanStove.com. Don't just visit, but get one of these rocket stoves. You need one of these for your survival preps. And don't think just because Donald Trump is in office that we can sit back and say everything's going to be fine. Because, hey, your power can go out tomorrow and not come back on for who knows. MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com. Do not settle for anything less.
To add to that, I talked to Lane Miller, founder and owner of Minuteman Stove, and he said that it is a mistake for people to not use this opportunity to continue to do their preps and to accumulate things that they will need in cases of emergency. Amen. And we'll hear more from him later. Okay. Robert David Steele is our guest. RobertDavidSteele.com is the website. There you can find the other website he has is books.
Everyone is a treasure. Robert, before the break, we were talking about things that if you could communicate to Trump, Donald J. Trump, you would need to do this or you know you'd like to do this. Keep going, brother. Keep going. What else?
Well, bless you all. I did a spy's Christmas message to Donald Trump, which over 250,000 people have read. It appeared at The Mind Unleashed, and it also appeared at Zero Hedge. And it lists seven things, but let me just focus on the first three. We've talked about one, the Electoral Reform Act. Donald Trump has to unrig the system before the system kills Donald Trump. Period. He has to unrig the system, and he's got less than 90 days to do it. The second thing he needs to do is create the Trump Channel. I would throw the press out of the White House and turn that area into a Trump studio. And not only have Trump do fireside chats, but have every cabinet official come in and explain to the public through the Trump Studio, posted to YouTube and Vimeo and others, directly bypassing the fake news media. One of the big things that happened here in the last 90 days when John Brennan exceeded his mandate and told so many lies about the Russians hacking the election is the public not only realized that the secret intelligence community lies for a living, they also realized that the fake news media term, which is used to disparage investigators like yourself or skeptics like me, actually applies to the mainstream media. It's the mainstream media that is the fake news media. Okay? So we need a Trump channel. And that Trump channel needs to do two things. It needs to go all the way out with educational snippets on every policy, every budget across the entire U.S. government. And the second thing it needs to do is use something like, I love this new capability called PollMole, P-O-L-L-M-O-L-E, PollMole. With PollMole, we can actually have the entire American public talk directly to Donald Trump into a presidential dashboard. And he can slice it and dice it down to a congressional district so he can pick up the phone and say, Jerry Connolly, you're an asshole. This is what your constituents are telling me. And if you don't support this program, I'm going to campaign in your district against you next year.
Wow.
Okay. That's the second one.
And the circumventing of the press obviously is necessary when you see how everything from his policies to his actions are being manipulated in the news. One great example is the temporary 90-day immigration ban, as they're calling it. I don't even
the extreme
know why
vetting of
I'm in complete agreement with that.
I've talked with strangers, from people who cut my hair to interacting in the store and seeing them bring up the issue, which is strange because at least around here you don't get a lot of that political talk among strangers, but I've seen it a lot in the last few weeks, and one of the main things I see both on the internet and in real life is people are under the impression that it is a all-out Muslim ban that is that has no time period on it, and they have no idea about the vetting process. It's really sad, and a conversation I had today with somebody, and I was explaining this to them, and they were asking different questions when we were talking. And, you know, they said, well, I didn't know that. And you have to explain to them that the news is manipulating the facts. They're reporting lies, and the people are believing the lies and running with those misconceptions when they're out at these protests, when they're in their sphere of influence talking politics. And it's very alarming to see. And you're right about the fake news.
You're absolutely right. And it's not only the media. It's also the colleges and the universities.
Yep.
The colleges and the universities have become a form of dumbing down and controlling the minds of our youth. They're teaching them crap.
Mm-hmm.
People graduating from college today know as much as a high school graduate in the 1950s. And you have so-called university professors calling Donald Trump a traitor. Okay? People like that should lose their jobs. So let's move to the third one. So the first was elector reform. The second is the Trump channel, which is a two-way channel that uses PollMole, P-O-L-L-M-O-L-E, PollMole, as an interactive presidential dashboard that can be sliced by district, by any kind of demographic, including faith. I mean, we can tell him what Muslims in Wisconsin think. Okay, all four of them. and this is really important.
Yep.
The third thing that Donald Trump needs to do, I think, is fire Rince Priebus and dismiss Mike Flynn. They were selected by him for good and sound reasons when he needed to navigate the rocks and shoals of getting from Election Day to the Electoral College, which was a coup d'etat. John Brennan led a coup d'etat and should be impeached for what he did. And Lawrence Lessig, who was hiding out in Iceland while he was trying to undermine the Electoral College, has betrayed the Republic. So Donald Trump had to make some appointments to get to Inauguration Day. But now he's at Inauguration Day. And my biggest concern with Priebus is that he's an out-and-out traitor. He represents the Republican Party. And he is there to filter Donald Trump's information and to manipulate what Donald Trump hears and sees. And Priebus has got to go. Trump needs a professional chief of staff. The second person that really causes me concern is Mike Flynn. Now, I know Mike Flynn, and he really has his gifts, but Mike Flynn is under the delusion that he is somehow going to tell the Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense what to do. That's not what Mike Flynn should be doing. He is also under the delusion that we should go to war with Iran and blatantly attack Russia just to satisfy the neoconservatives who have threatened Mike Flynn. And they are telling Mike Flynn that if he doesn't take action against Russia, he's going to lose his job. Well, I have a newsflash for Mike Flynn. Donald Trump is the guy who decides whether he loses his job or not. And what Donald Trump needs right now is to settle the base at home, expand the base to 100% of our voters, create a Trump channel that distributes solid information, bypassing the fake news media. And third and last, he needs to apply counterintelligence. There are roughly 500 traitors across the U.S. government. And there are people on his staff who are not serving him properly. And if I had 90 days of phone calls for Mike Flynn and Rents Priebus, I guarantee you I could show that they are betraying the president's trust.
Wow. All right. And those are some pretty heavy statements. Okay. Continue. Seriously.
All right. I mean, if I had Trump's attention, those are the three things that I would focus him on in the first 90 days. However, there are three others. The last grand strategy, and for those of your listeners that aren't familiar with the term, a grand strategy means you sit down and you take into account all of the threats to America, all of the policy domains from agriculture to water, and all of the costs of addressing those threats with particular policies, and you do this all at once as a whole. That's called a grand strategy summit. The last grand strategy summit in the United States of America was called Project Solarium, and it was done in 1953 under President Ike Eisenhower. We have never done a grand strategy summit since then. So that's number four. I personally tried to reach Trump to tell him that he needed to do the grand strategy summit before he selected his cabinet, because my view was that he would use the grand strategy summit to judge his cabinet appointees, the candidates.
Makes
and
sense.
He would use his to kind of create a team. All right. But now he's president. He needs a grand strategy, and he needs one before he makes any more decisions, particularly about foreign policy and domestic policy. For example, he's making decisions about energy that have implications for water. All right? Fracking creates earthquakes, and it consumes clean water we can't afford to lose. Our aquifers are dropping 10 meters a year across the Midlands. Okay? And then what water is left is being poisoned by fracking. Anybody who tells you different is either ignorant or a liar. Fracking is not good for America's groundwater, and America's groundwater is what grows America's crops. Okay?
Wow.
So this is a really important fundamental strategic point. The APT tax, the automated payment transaction tax, Trump needs to shift the tax burden. Actually, he needs to eliminate the tax burden on all individuals and on all small businesses. And the fastest way to do that is to shift to a tax on all transactions, which means that Wall Street ends up paying the bulk of the bill, which is where we should be. We go to war for oil, and then we let them sell us oil at an inflated price without paying for veterans care first. That is utterly outrageous. Okay? And now here's my final idea. This is not my idea. Someone who desires not to be in the public eye came to me with this idea, and I think it's absolutely, utterly brilliant. It's called the Debt Renunciation Pledge. Our individuals and small businesses across America owe over $2 trillion in student debt, medical debt for the elderly, small business debt, credit debt that is usurious. It's against the Bible in every possible way. It's 26% to 29% with hidden clauses and all of this stuff. Imagine if you had a Donald Trump debt reconciliation website where every individual could go on and log in and post the details about their debt in a very confidential, private, encrypted way, and authorized Donald Trump in their name to renegotiate their debt. That gives Donald Trump not only a personal connection with every single American citizen that owes any amount of money to anybody, but it then allows him to go to the banks and say, look, you're either going to cut this debt by half or two-thirds, or I'm going to declare a debt jubilee, which is a very biblical concept,
right,
which absolutely is needed when wealth gets too concentrated. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to issue a presidential pardon for every single person whose debt I'm absolving. And when I trigger this, they will all stop making payments, and there is nothing you can do about it.
Wow. That's a rather novel approach to the student debt problem.
It's not just students. Our elderly are in debt. I mean, let me point out something to you on health. I mean, our healthcare industry is the single most corrupt industry on the planet, exceeding even the military-industrial complex.
Okay.
Our health industry does not have a price sheet. What you pay for any given operation or any given pharmaceutical depends on who you are, how much money you make, and what county you live in, and what hospital you go to.
That's true.
A Las Vegas crapshoot. Okay? Trump hasn't even begun to scratch the surface of the corruption in the health industry.
Okay.
Which, by the way, let me just mention to your listeners, it's documented that in America, roughly 50% of every single domain, from agriculture to energy to health to housing to security to water, 50% is waste.
Mm.
When you take food from the farm to the factory to the supermarket to the home to the trash can, 50% of our food is going into the trash can. When you take energy from the point of generation all the way down to the point of consumption, 50% is bleeding out because of poor infrastructure and so forth. 50% of our military is documented as waste. In fact, today we just posted an article, two-thirds of the U.S. Navy aircraft cannot fly.
Two-thirds?
They're literally grounded for lack of maintenance, trained pilots, a whole variety of reasons, okay? Your listeners need to understand that the U.S. government is a theatrical criminal organization.
Wow. Okay. Look,
and Donald Trump can fix it.
All right. Wow. You know, I got to tell you, if I was Donald Trump and I'm hearing this sitting in the Oval Office, yeah, my ulcers would be bleeding profusely. I mean,
no, they should not be bleeding. There's a solution here. We can fix this. I live in his neighborhood.
Okay, but you've given the problems and the solutions. All right, but back to what you said earlier too, with the personnel or the people around him are not helping him. The Priebuses, the Flynns, they're not. Certainly, they're no friend of Donald Trump, and obviously,
I think the coolest thing that has happened to me in my 64 years is that when I began wandering in the wilderness, and I truly started wandering in the wilderness in 2006 when the government destroyed my company, I was asked in a security interview to declare all of my foreign contacts, and I cheerfully declared 7,500 of them, each of whom had a piece of paper documented in my office. And picture three chimpanzees jumping up and down in a very small room. That's the security goon's reaction. Although a judge found in my favor, and of course I'm purer than Caesar's wife, it destroyed my business, but it led me a new path, so it was the hand of God. Absolutely. The $6 million I've lost since then, hand of God. I would pay $6 million today to be here on this show with you. What I have learned is that being open is what brings in the wealth of knowledge. Collective intelligence is about being open to everybody. And the problem with Trump is he is surrounding himself with people who are closing everybody else out.
Mm.
He needs to cast a wide net. That's why he needs at least one person next to him who is thinking about bringing people into Trump rather than shutting them out. And that's why the Pollmole interactive presidential dashboard is so important. I want Trump to be able to do one tweet and get 100 million answers in 1 hour.
Mm.
On a postcard with three colors, red, yellow, green. All of that's doable. Again, Donald Trump has 90 days to form a government. And the problem is he didn't expect to win. In fact, he pretty much knew he was slated to lose. I would point out to your listeners that the odds makers, the bookmakers, are very, very smart students of the human condition. They don't make mistakes. The House always wins.
Mm-hmm.
They had Donald Trump losing. They had him at 20-1 at best, 200-1 at worst. And I have written, and it's free online, Donald Trump, the Accidental President Under Sage. It's a Kindle short, and it's also free online. It's about 20 pages. It's my analysis of how Donald Trump won. The problem is Donald Trump wasn't ready to govern, and he doesn't have anyone close to him who knows how to govern. Okay?
And those that do, like Priebus, don't have Trump's or America's best interest.
Priebus does not know how to govern. Okay. Priebus knows how to steal elections.
Yeah, true.
Okay?
All right.
Mike Flynn does not know how to govern. Mike Flynn does not know how to think strategically.
Hmm.
Mike Flynn is really good at tactical stuff. All right? And Brennan, I mean, I love Bannon, and I love Kellyanne Conway, but they don't know what they don't know. For example, I tried very hard. I wrote the original article in August of 2015 for Counterpunch called Countercoup, How Donald Trump Can Win. And I outlined how he needed to outreach to people of color, to single moms, to Latinos. I'm a Latino. My mother was a naturalized American, born in Colombia. My father was born in the USA of Great Britain heritage. We go back to the 17th century in England and in Spain. There are still no black people around Trump. There are still no serious Latinos around Trump. He has closed himself off among a bunch of white, pasty-faced fat guys.
Mm.
He needs to diversify his inner circle.
Why 90 days?
Because they are actively plotting to assassinate him, impeach him, or neutralize him. Okay?
Wow.
I would remind your listeners that the Secret Service was an active participant in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. The U.S. Secret Service pulled back from Kennedy on order and allowed him to be assassinated by Howard Hunt, and George W. Bush was present in Dallas, as was Yitzhak Rabin as the Israeli observer, for the largest assassination cabal in history. John F. Kennedy had managed to anger everybody.
Yes.
Okay? And Martin Luther King was not killed because he was leading black people. He was killed because he questioned the military-industrial complex. I'm, among many other things, I'm the top Amazon reviewer for nonfiction, although I'm on strike against Amazon now, because they're not allowing people to review books that they received as gifts. You can only review a book if you can prove you bought it from Amazon.
Right.
So Jeff Bezos has completely lost his integrity, and I do nothing more for Amazon henceforth. But all of my reviews in 98 categories are freely available at phibetaiota.net under the review page, and I would recommend two books on Martin Luther King. One is called Death of a King, and the other is called Act of State. The King family had a federal judgment a few years ago in which the U.S. government acknowledged and apologized for actively assassinating Martin Luther King. Okay?
Mm.
Now, wow. I don't think Trump is going to be assassinated. It would be much cheaper to buy him out. A number of us have thought that Lynn Rothschild has made him a $20 billion offer. And there are a number of us that have been seeing signs that Donald Trump is trying to figure out how he can gracefully resign and leave Mike Pence with the bag of worms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I personally think it would be better if Trump stayed the course. But if Trump does not do the 3 to 6 things that I'm recommending, I believe Trump will be forced to resign by mid-term. term. I believe the Democrats will succeed in manipulating the elections and stealing back the House of Representatives, and they will assuredly impeach Donald Trump.
Wow. This is some pretty heavy-duty information here, Robert David Steele. I cannot believe we're at the end of the segment. This has been an absolute incredible, incredible interview. Would you agree to come back and
share? Absolutely. I think among all of the people that have interviewed me, you are by far the most professional.
Well, thank you. And that's probably by accident rather than design.
I don't think so.
But I'll tell you something. One real quick question here. We got about 60 seconds. The people that are around Trump, in his orbit, Roger Stone, do you trust him, for example?
I don't trust any of them.
You don't trust
them? They all have their own agendas. You know, one of my gifts is to be like a universal man who has read broadly, who has had a lifetime of experience none of these people can match, and therefore I'm open, they're closed. End of message.
Interesting answer. Robert David Steele, God bless you, my friend. I will be in contact with you because we need to hear more from you, folks. What an incredible interview. RobertDavidSteele.com. Also, phi-beta-iota.net. Thank you so much for your gracious gift of time, sir. And we'll be in contact.
I'm blessed by you. Thank you.
God bless. All right. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, and John Robertson, thank you so much for setting up this interview. We're going to have Mr. Steele back. Absolutely incredible information. Look, we need to get this information, his information, to Donald J. Trump. I believe in what he said. And if you watch his previous interviews, and if you read what's on his website, it all makes perfect sense. It's Robert David Steele, certainly a class act and a man who knows what he's talking about. Nobel Peace Prize recommended for Nobel Peace Prize. Folks, we're going to be right back. Stay right where you're at.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, DanielHoldings.com. That's DanielHoldings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to DanielHoldings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.